إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. اللهم لا تحرمنا شفاعته ولا تحرمنا صحبته، واجعلنا من أهله على قدر استطاعتنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, the word huda or hidayah has been mentioned in the Quran in many different ayat, in different occasions, in different contexts, because it has a significant meaning. The meaning changes the attitude, and we need to understand that meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates in different ayat. Just to understand, do we understand hidayah? Because sometimes some people actually confuse the meaning in the sense that if I'm doing the sins or if I'm doing something wrong, then that means Allah is not providing me hidayah, as if it's something that you have to wait unless something is going to happen in your mind and then you will find yourself on the right path, which is totally wrong. That's not the right meaning, and that doesn't mean this. And that's why they sometimes, I've heard some people justify the wrong actions, that if Allah wants to give me huda, then that means I'll be good, which is totally wrong. It's totally wrong. And we want to highlight the meanings in the different ayat and what actions that we need to do, because there are requirements for us to do according to the Quran. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated hidayah. Well, what is hidayah? What's huda in general as a meaning? Huda means ihtada, that means dalala. Ad-dalala bilutf limatloob, meaning that it's a guidance for a purpose in a nice way. Guidance for a purpose in a nice way. So that means you are going to be guided. Someone is going to tell you what to do or not to do. Okay? So that's the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating. And with that simple definition of this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put like two types in general in the Quran, the whole Quran. Some of this huda or some of this guidance is physical, and some of them is spiritual, logical. The physical one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا. النُّجُوم لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you all of these stars, the sun and the moon and all of that, لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا. That means it's a guidance for you, because you're actually using these things in astronomy. You calculate the start and end in the lunar calendar, for example. And you use them in a lot of things. You use them to actually to decide the times, in terms of Fajr time and what is noon time and what's the sunset time and sunrise time and dawn and dusk and all of that. So that means that's a physical one, and that's guidance, because you actually use it for a purpose. So that's the guidance type. But then the logical or spiritual type, which we say this ayah 17 times a day, at least in Faraid. Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. In Fatiha. And that's not a physical one. That's a spiritual and logical one, which you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide you this guidance to the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what you're always asking Allah to do. Okay? And that tells you actually that this type, which is the logical one or the spiritual one, that's the one that we need. Okay? And that's why in the Quran, رَبَّنَا لَتُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. And that means sometimes once the guidance happened, so guidance happened already, but with the weaknesses of our mind, with the weaknesses that we have, weaknesses in terms of good examples and a lot of other things, تزغ القلوب وليعوذ بالله. And that means to deviate from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the ayah in Surah Al-Imran, ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة. And that means you're always asking Allah to keep you on that right path and keep you on that one, because it's very, very difficult. It's not an easy one. It's not an easy one. And that's why Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam indicated, because sometimes, as we always, the English translation of the word jihad, they always have it as their understanding spiking. It's actually, it's not true. Jihad in Arabic language doesn't mean this. Jihad means just to do the effort. That's what it means. Juhd, that means you've done the effort. And jihad, you could use it in the context of fighting, but it's always also used, which is actually, as we said in Islam, al-jihad al-a'zam, which is the great jihad, is actually to fight yourself. To fight yourself, which is more difficult to fight an enemy. Because simply, when you fight an enemy, you use your body as a tool to fight. But when you fight yourself, your body is actually your enemy at that time. And you are fighting yourself to get it to the right path. And that's why Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام called it al-jihad al-a'zam. That's the great jihad, is to fight yourself, to get yourself on the right path. Because we, as human beings, intend to do the wrong thing. النفس أمارة بالسوء, that means yourself, your nafs is pushing you to do the wrong thing. That's a normal thing. And that's why you have to get it out of it and get it to the right path. And that's why you have to fight yourself, which is not an easy thing. And that's the practice that you have to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya actually has indicated four main types of huda. The one generic, a generic huda, generic guidance for everything, human being and non-human being. In Surah Taha, the dialogue between Prophet Musa and the Pharaoh of Egypt, قال فمن ربكما يا موسى, يعني the Pharaoh is asking Prophet Musa, من ربكما, who is your God? Because he wants to understand where he's coming from. Because in Pharaoh's or Pharaoh's mind, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, I am your God. That's in his mind. Prophet Musa is telling him no. So that's why he's asking, فَمَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى, he's asking Prophet Musa and his brother Harun. قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى ثُمَّ هَدَى. That tells you he's another function of the God. Which is actually, it means a lot of things, that simple ayah. And we will get to the meaning just to understand. First of all, the ayah means, from Moses to Pharaoh, it's not something for you to do. It's far above your level to do it. أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah created everything. Not only the creation stops at that level, then Allah provides the guidance. The guidance for everything. However, in simple words, and I'll give you an example. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Imagine this, that you have a computer, but it doesn't have an operating system. Will the computer function, run? No. So that means, to make the computer is a step. But then to implement the operating system, to enable that computer to run, that's another thing. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. As we always said, لِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and all the animals and birds and everything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it the function to work, the function to run. How it's going to run, how it's going to stay. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, he took all the names, everything. فَقَالَ أَنْبُؤُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenging angels, give me those names. Can you know the names of everything around you? قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. They don't know. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. And that means, Adam, tell them the names of everything around you. فَأَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. And that tells you that's huda. Now he knows how to function and live in this life. Because Adam, when he was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him all of these names. That's a tree, and that's the sun, and that's the moon, and what to do here, and what to do there. How he's going to know? He doesn't. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. Everything. Imagine in the scenario of the story of Prophet Sulaiman, a dialogue between him and the different things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the capability to talk to animals, to talk to birds, and even the animals. إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم ولها عرش عظيم. That's a bird who's telling him this. How the bird does this? Does know this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him that capability. And that's the generic huda. How the tree is planted and give you fruit. Why the tree of apple tree doesn't give you banana? Because it was created to give you apple only, not banana, and so on. So can you find a tree that gives you the wrong fruit? Never happens. Never happens. لأنها مأمورة. That means it will not even do the error. That doesn't exist, because Allah subhanahu created for a function. And that's the generic huda, which is, that's the top of everybody. The second type, or martaba, as mentioned in Ibn Qayyim, al-bayan. And that means, which is actually the guidance Allah gave you directly. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودَ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them a prophet directly to guide them. Each and every nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them that huda. That's a direct guidance. A prophet comes to people to tell them what to do and not to do. What's forbidden? Who is the God that you should be praying for? And that type, which is directly, that happens only to human beings, by the way. يعني you will not find a prophet comes into plants or to animals, because that's different creature. That's majboor. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a function, and he is running at that function, never ever doing, he's going to do an error. He doesn't need learning. He doesn't need learning. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that meaning when the first crime happens on earth. Qabil wa Habil, the two sons of Adam, one of them killed the other one. When he killed him, he doesn't know what to do with the body, because he doesn't know this is killing and this is death. And that means he's the first time to see a dead body. What to do with the body? He carried the body and walked because he doesn't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِيَ سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him a bird to show him how that bird is going to bury a dead bird. And that means tells you, that bird doesn't need anything to teach him, given to him. Okay? But human being is different. A human being needs learning, needs examples. And that's why the second part with the letter is tibyan. A prophet comes in to different people to tell them what to do and not to do. And that is applicable since Adam up to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. Many prophets. منهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many prophets in different nations, in different times. They always have the same message. The same message. It's all the same since Adam up to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. But what is different? The difference, as we said before, is Sharia. Meaning, what is haram and what is halal, that has changed during the time. But who to worship? Allah only. Is always the same message. Never ever changed. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, and this is one of the themes in the Day of Judgment. Can you step one step ahead, please? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a scene that will happen in the Day of Judgment. Allah will ask Jesus, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّي إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ. يعني have you said to take me and my mother gods apart from Allah? Now Allah doesn't need the question as to inform him, but that's a scene for us to understand, a scene that will happen in the Day of Judgment. قال معاذ الله إن كنت قلته فقد علمت. يعني if I said that, you would know this. You don't need to ask me about this.
And that tells you that's a prophet. As other, any other prophet, to tell the people what's the right path, what to worship, and what to do and not to do. Then the third type, التوفيق, the success, to excel. And that's a different level. It's a type of huda, but a different level. إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That's huda al-i'ana. That's the support. And to get that one, you need to fulfill the first one. You will not get to this with the second one without this. And that's where the problem is, happened to some people who misunderstand the point. If Allah wants to give me huda, I could have done it. If Allah wants me to pray, then I should have prayed. That's not right. Because that's the second level. The first level is to accept the guidance. The second level, when you accept the guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you this. الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا اهْتَدَوْا زِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. And that means huda is increasing. Because you accepted the first level, which is dilala, guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you this support. إعانة. إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. And that's a surah in Quran to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. إنك لا تهدي من أحببت. But how come is Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام is the guidance for us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, you're not the guidance. What is meant in the ayah? Yes, you are the guidance in the first level to show them the right path. But the second level, which is al-i'ana, tawfiq, excel, success, is for Allah to do. The ayah has been revealed for a reason. The reason behind it, his uncle, Abu Talib, Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام was always inviting him to be a Muslim. يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. And he insisted not to do only for arrogance reason. That's all. يعني, despite the fact, when you read his biography, he's supporting his cousin, his nephew, which is Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, protecting from everybody. But he doesn't want to do this because he doesn't want to do sujood. How come I put my face on earth? Just arrogance. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. And that's why that stops him. And Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام was always pushing him to say, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَضْمَنْ لَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. يعني just say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And inshallah, you will have this Jannah, paradise. And that's the second level. You have to accept the guidance for Allah to push you to the next level. You will not get to that next level to excel and to have success unless you pass the first test, which is accepting the guidance. And I always say that simple example. As if you are driving your car and you go into a place and you want to know the location of that place, and you stop and ask someone, where is this address? And then he tells you, yeah, go to that straight, go ahead, left, right, and so on. That's guidance. Now, what is your response to the guidance? One of two things. Either you accept the guidance, oh, that's great, thank you very much, and that means you accepted the guidance. Look what will happen. The same dialogue with the same person, next level will come. Because you accepted the guidance, then the support will come in the next level. Then it's always the same, we tell you, okay, but you have to be careful because there's some roadworks here, and that means you have to keep left because there is a heavy traffic. Now, the second dialogue is not guidance, he told you the address, but the second guidance is what? He's actually supporting. Because you've accepted the first one. Now, imagine the dialogue is a different way. He or she told you the address and then he said, no, that's wrong. Will he or she will support you? You rejected the first one. And that one you're not going to get the next. وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. It's exactly the same thing. You have to accept the guidance first from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that support and success, which is the second level. And that's another level of huda. Huda al-i'ana, al-tawfiq, success and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the last type, هدى الآخرة, إما جنة وإما نار. Guidance, which you have actually no control in this one. Either hellfire or paradise. أحشر الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وهدوهم إلى صراط الجحيم وليعوذ بالله. That's for people وليعوذ بالله going to Jahannam, going to hellfire. And the last second ayah, وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. And that tells you the believers go to Jannah, inshallah, to paradise. Walhamdulillah, hadana. I mean, it's thanks to Allah who gave us that guidance to this path. And that's in the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the two paths in our mind. فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ نَجْدَيْنِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Each and every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me that choice. Each and every one of us. So that means nothing stopped you to do the sin or the wrong action. And nothing stopped you to do the right action. Nothing. You have the full capacity and capability either to do the wrong thing or to do the right thing. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you this. Because you can't say, I want to pray but I can't because something else is stopping my legs or something. You know, pray while you are sitting on the chair. Pray while you are actually stretching even on the bed. If you can't even stand, you can. Remember, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهُ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Nothing stops you to remember Allah. Nothing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you that capability to do either the wrong thing or the right thing, and nothing stops you. And that gives us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that guidance, or give you that hidayah. And that's the type that we were talking about, which you have the full option to do it, accept it or reject it. And that's where the problem is. Am I accepting or not? And that's why dua al-qunut, Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt wa'afina fi man afayt. Ihdina fi man hadayt. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always show us the right path. Because I could accept the right path, but still not clear to me. But if you accept it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you someone to help you. Somehow it's going to happen because your intention is for Allah. And Allah will guide you to get the right answer, to get the right guidance. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر على ما منعت, لك الحمد ولك الشكر على ما أعطيت, ولك الحمد ولك الشكر على كل حال. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Brothers and sisters, there are things that stops that guidance coming to you, and that's the action that we need to highlight. Stops me for guidance? Yes, there is. And that's what we all want to highlight. Because Al-Huda, guidance from Allah, has keys, has gates. Okay? And you always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma istaftih alayna abwaab rahmatik. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gates to His mercy. These gates, you have, as if it's, you have to knock at these gates. It's not going to be open to you directly because you have to do the effort. You have to do the effort. First gate to this, ikhlas, sincerity to Allah. One of the gate and one of the capabilities that nobody can disturb, subhanAllah. Yani sincerity to Allah or ikhlas lillah, nothing can disturb it. Allah make it three criteria to this sincerity to Allah. One, you yourself, you don't know how far you are sincere to Allah. SubhanAllah. Why? Ask yourself. Because you cannot be proud and you cannot show off people, I am extremely sincere to Allah. How do you know this? so you don't know how far you are sincere. And that tells you, you cannot be proud of Allah because you don't know how far I am sincere to Allah. That's one. Two, Shaitan doesn't know how you are sincere, how fast. He cannot disturb it. He cannot disturb your level of sincerity to Allah. So whatever sincerity level you have, it's only for Allah to know, not even you to know, subhanAllah. Three, your books that have all the actions that you have done has nothing to do with your sincerity, subhanAllah. You could have done something great, good, but your sincerity is zero, because you've done it for people to say that you've done it, for the people to say, oh, he's a great guy, he's done this, he's paid this. And that means zero sincerity. So it's only Allah will give you that good deed for sincerity, because Allah is the only one who knows how sincere you when you've done the action or you say the word. And that's why fasting in Ramadan, كل عمل آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. يعني fasting in Ramadan is the only action that Allah give you the good deeds for it. Why? Because no one knows how far you are suffering when you are fasting. No one knows. Some people fast and they really suffer, but they still insist that they want to fast. And some people, it's nothing to do with it. And some people pretend they are fasting and they are eating and whatever they are doing. And that means sincerity is only for Allah to know. That's one. Two, ittiba' al-aba', which is actually blind leadership. إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَبِدُونَ, which is the example that Allah mentioned many, many times in the Quran. Yeah, because my dad or my family or my relative or my friends are doing this, I'll do the same thing. That blind guidance doesn't exist in Islam. You have to use your mind. يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a mind to assess what you're doing. It's not because someone has said this and someone has done this, then I have to do it blind guidance like this and blind follows. No, that's not in Islam. And that tells you, you have to use your mind for this, to get to the right path. Three, arrogance. One of the showstoppers, it stops guidance from Allah. Arrogance, وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, is the worst thing. Worst thing is arrogance. لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه حبة من كبر. يعني paradise is not for people who have very little حبة, a very small seed, that amount of arrogance. And that's something you have to kill it in yourself. And what's arrogance? Just to understand what it means from a Islamic perspective. Because one of the Sahaba, Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he heard that hadith, he was scared of what does it mean by arrogance. He went to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام and told him, Ya Rasulullah, I'm a person who loves to look very nice, put a little perfume, looks very nice, have a very clean cloth, everything. Is that arrogance? And then he told him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَاءَةَ. That has nothing to do with arrogance. So what is arrogance? And then Prophet Muhammad gave him the two main criteria of arrogance. The two ones, تُنْكَرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْطُ النَّاسِ. That means you deny the truth and you undermine the people. He says, the people are less than level than me. And that means, I am the right one. أَنَّ رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَى. Exactly as Fir'aun said, which is totally wrong. Arrogance is the main enemy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of things that stops you, that guidance and success from Allah. But sincerity to Allah is the gate. Always do dua. Ask Allah, Allahumma ihdina fi man hadayt wa afina fi man afayt. Before I finish this one, I have a small announcement. Our brother Arshad's uncle, he is actually very ill in the hospital. So inshallah we do dua for him. Allah give him shifa inshallah. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa'afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa qina Allahumma wasrif anna sharra ma qadayt, innaka taqdi bil haqq wa la yuqda alayk, innahu la yadhillu man walayt, wa la ya'izzu man adayt, tabarak fa rabbana wa ta'alayt. Allahumma arhamna fa anta bina rahim.
ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر، واضرب بنا يا مولانا فيما جرت به المقادير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم أعنا على ضعف أنفسنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تحرمنا خير ما عندك بسوء ما عندنا يا أرحم الراحمين، لا تحرمنا خير ما عندك بسوء ما عندنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل وسلم على حبيبك ومصطفاك صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وأقم الصلاة.